Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Dak Prescott was offered $30 million, reportedly $30 million, a deal that would have made him the sixth highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. And not only did he turn that down, reportedly again, his camp is saying he's looking for a $40 million a year deal. And I'm torn from these two things. I would not pay Dak Prescott, who I believe is a middle-of-the-road quarterback, a quarterback who needs everything to work out, to be in place for him in order for him to win. A Football Focus, I think he ranked him 26th. You talked about it earlier. You said
the
what
Athletic,
was he?
The Athletic had their poll, which had him as a tier three quarterback.
Tier three, not even a tier two, tier three. Here's a guy who's won two of the last three NFC East. Here's a guy who won a playoff game for the Cowboys, who hadn't won many playoff games the last 25 years. Here's a guy who's won as many football games as Tom Brady the last 3 years. There's a lot of stuff there. But the only problem is it really Dak or is it the team as a whole? And he's just that guy who's leading the way. But the idea or the notion that he really believes he should make $40 million is mind-boggling. Not that I'm against a guy trying to get all that he can. And I've always said this. I could sit here and say he's not worth it. I wouldn't pay him. You could say it, Aaron, but the only person that matters is the guy who's writing the check. How much are you worth? You're worth what someone is willing to pay you. It's that simple. You could be bagging groceries at a supermarket. Somebody says, I'll pay you $50 an hour to bag groceries. How much are you worth? $50 an hour. If they tell you they're going to pay you $5.75 an hour, how much are you worth?
$5.75.
That's just how it is.
I think they can both be true. I think you can be worth what somebody's willing to pay. I think that the market has dictated that, as we discussed with Cole Wright in hour one, that whoever is next up is going to get the most money.
That's usually how it goes.
Right now it's Dak. Next time it'll be Jared Goff or somebody else, It doesn't mean that he's worth it, though. And I get the idea, and you and I have talked about it throughout this show, that just because Tom Brady took less money or whoever took less money, that Dak Prescott shouldn't take less money. Normally, I would agree with that. I can't in this case, because this is a young team with so many guys coming up on contracts. It's not just Zeke Elliott. It's Amari Cooper. It's Jalen Smith, the linebacker. It's Byron Jones, the corner. All those guys have been Pro Bowlers at some point in their careers. And Dak needs those. These guys aren't nice complimentary pieces. Dak needs those guys to have success, or at least based on what we've seen, we think that's what he needs to have success.
Is that Dak's issue, or is that for Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones and his financial people have figured that out?
See, I think
everybody
it is Dak's
issue, everybody
though.
Can't get paid. You got to make a decision on who is that guy. Everybody is dying for a franchise quarterback,
but we agree he's not a franchise quarterback.
But for the Cowboys, he might be the only thing that they have. They don't have anything waiting in the wings, and so he has leverage. Would you admit that? He has leverage.
I don't think he has as much leverage as he thinks that he does. Now, I think what his leverage is this moment in time right now, him coming off a second division title in 3 years. But if they start off 2-3, he doesn't have that leverage. If they don't win the division, he doesn't have that leverage. And that's why I think that he wants to get this deal done now, because I think even Dak knows that if this goes into the season, especially if Zeke Elliott doesn't come back, we might lose a lot of games, and I might lose all that leverage. I guess what I would ask you, Rob, is this, is that I don't disagree. Ask for the moon, and we'll see what happens.
And you might get the stars.
Ask for the moon, you might end up in the stars, whatever. What if, when is an NFL team, and maybe I guess Kirk Cousins would be the example of this, but when is some team just going to say, no, you're not worth this money. We'd rather take a chance building around a second-tier quarterback, a third-tier quarterback, and we'll pay Zeke, Amari, the defensive guys, because I do think
You just said it. Washington did it. They drafted Kirk Cousins, right? The same year that
they signed Alex Smith. No, and if Alex Smith hadn't gotten hurt.
No, but my point is, they watched him his entire career. They drafted him the same year
as
RG3. So they drafted him. They watched him. He put up some numbers for them. He led them to the playoffs. And they refused to pay him for whatever reason, which tells you they didn't believe he was that guy. Because it wasn't like he was somebody else's guy and they weren't sure or whatever. It was their guy from day one. Franchise tagged him because they didn't want to commit the big money that he wound up getting in Minnesota. So they took a stand that they weren't going to do it, and the Cowboys, I guess, could do that same thing and just say, no, we don't think you're that guy, and we're not going to pay you, and you're going to be able to go somewhere else. I'm not so sure they're going to do that, but that's what they did in Washington.
Yeah, and I don't think they will either. I really wonder if the Cowboys just drew the line in the sand and they said, look, we'll pay you whatever, $30 million. We're not going over that. That would make you one of the five highest paid players in the National Football League, one of the five highest paid quarterbacks. We can't go over that. We have too many guys to sign. What do you think the market would be for Dak? I don't know who's tripping over themselves to sign this guy. Now,
there's 20 teams that are looking for a quarterback.
20 teams?
I mean, there's about there's about five or six guys who are studs who you know you have a chance, or maybe put you in the realm of winning a Super Bowl, and all the others are middle of the road. There's a ton of middle of the road quarterbacks.
But if you have a young quarterback, are you really
Miami? I mean, you want to go through the list? There's at least 15 teams that need a quarterback. The Giants need a quarterback.
There's 15 teams that would trade who they have right now for Dak Prescott. All right. So Bills, okay, they would. Dolphins, okay, they would. Patriots wouldn't. Jets, I don't think would.
No, no, not the Jets. They got Darnold. No.
The Ravens, I think, believe they have their guy. The Browns believe they have their guy. The Steelers believe they have their guy. That's already right there, 5 out of 8. The Bengals, I don't know. I think you would
put the Bengals on the list. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got 3 so far.
You got more than that, don't you?
Well, we got the Bills, we got the Dolphins, not the Patriots, not the Jets, not the Ravens, not the Browns, not the Steelers. Bengals, okay, we'll say. Titans, I don't think they would give up Mariota.
I would say that they could be on the list.
All right, so no Colts with Andrew Luck, no Texans with Deshaun Watson. Maybe it's closer to 10 to 12. I don't want to make boring radio
right.
and go
but,
through.
But you
all
know what I'm saying.
Teams.
But there are people looking for a quarterback out there. They always have been. So to think that no one would give a guy who won 2 divisions in the last 3 years
with Zeke,
I get it, and I'm sure that they'll take a look at that as well. But he has had some success, and he has won.
Here's the flip side to that question. I just mentioned a minute ago, when the Redskins let Kirk Cousins go, they believed that they could find a middle-of-the-road guy in free agency to fill that void. It was Alex Smith. Alex Smith, of course, gets hurt, and now they have Dwayne Haskins and Case Keenum as well. Do you think a middle-of-the-road guy like a Case Keenum, like a Joe Flacco who was a free agent this offseason, if you gave him the exact same tools in the toolbox that Dak has, that they could have similar success? Because I think they could. I looked up, and I've said this on my show on Saturdays, Joe Flacco was benched after 9 games. Obviously, Lamar Jackson was the future of the organization. They decided to go with him.
And he helped them get them into the playoffs without his play.
He did. He was phenomenal. But if you take Joe Flacco's stats for 9 games and you extrapolate them out to about six to a full season, 16 games, he basically had the same stats as Dak Prescott. Same touchdowns, more yards. I think that I did the whole math a couple days ago, a little bit lower completion percentage. But the point is, I think you could find a lot of guys out there that if you gave them every tool that Dak has, could have similar success in Dallas.
Yeah, probably, because having a running game opens up a lot for you as a passer. Having a great defense. And my biggest thing with Dak, I don't dislike the man. People always think everything's personal.
Agreed.
It has nothing to do with him. I don't know the man. It's not personal. But I just don't think that he can win a game for you.
I'm with you.
I think the one thing that people miscalculate when you think about that is the reason that people talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers all the time, even with bad defenses, no running game, they're always a threat because of Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Am I right?
100%.
Always. Oh, they got a chance to make the playoffs. You have a chance to win the division. You have a chance to go. Yes.
Well, remember early, this was always my argument when it was Manning versus Brady. Early in Manning's career, he didn't have a defense. They had to put up 40 points to win. And they had Edger and James. They had Reggie Wayne. But they needed to put up 40 points to win games. So the point is, there are guys out there that can put a franchise on their backs. I just don't think that Dak is one of those guys.
During that playoff game against Dallas. Against the Rams.
Yep.
Once they were able to shut down Ezekiel Elliott, that game was over.
Yep.
I mean, right? They
100%.
Dak wasn't going to win that game, and that's the difference is when you're a quarterback, they've stopped our running game or whatever, and I could still go out there and gut it out and make the big throw at the end. I've seen Russell Wilson do that.
100%. Real quick, do you have a problem with Zeke doing the holdout 2 years out? Because I think he's so valuable to that team, and he sees Dak about to get paid. I don't necessarily blame him.
I don't either. I think the CBA is mostly to blame because it works against the running backs. Because if they have your control for 5 years...
Yep.
By the time you're free, you're beat up, and this is the Le'Veon Bell. They've had you have 400 touches, and then when your numbers start to go down, we can't give you a big deal. Look, your yards per carry went down to 3.9 because you worked me like a dog the first 5 years. So if you're a running back, you got to get your money earlier, and I think that's why these guys, I think that's why Melvin Gordon, all these guys are now saying, you know what? The CBA doesn't work for us as running back.
I think the one thing we've learned from this show CBA has got to be reworked in some way, because you can't just have – we can't just keep going this sliding scale with quarterbacks where every guy that's a free agent gets more and more and more, whereas you said the running backs, and there are some guys, Zeke has real value. Don't tell me that you can just replace him with a guy off the street. You can't. That guy deserves to get paid.
And they do that all the time. They say, well, James Conner last year with Le'Veon Bell, they didn't miss a beat. And I say, did they make the playoffs last year?
Yeah.
I said, well, you be honest. And I'm not – James Conner can run for all the yards and everything he did last year. Le'Veon played last year. Do they make the playoffs?
They only need one more win.
No doubt about it. And that's the point. They can act like it didn't matter. It did matter because you were at home when the playoffs started.
Sure.
So I'm not even buying into that. Absolutely crazy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a big story in the NFL. Just kind of came down not too long ago, basically saying that Antonio Brown had lost his appeal, basically, in Helmetgate. He was protesting and saying that he didn't want to change his helmet. The league told him he had to wear a helmet that's more updated, and I get it from the league. They're trying to be safe. They're trying to do right by the players, and you have to pass. These helmets have to pass certain qualifications by a board. It's not just some guy going, okay, yeah, this helmet's okay. And helmets that are older than 10 years normally don't pass the inspection, so they don't get a chance to be worn anymore. And so people just went crazy. Oh, AB, oh my God, the Raiders made a mistake getting him. Everything he says, everything's wrong. Oh, he's always complaining and this and that. Dude, it's called a process that's available to you in the CBA. And I loved it because I was on Undisputed with Greg Jennings. And Greg said, I did the same exact thing. I did not want to change my helmet. He said he had worn the same helmet since seventh grade, and his vision was clear, and the new helmet, he didn't see the field the same way. And so he pushed back and squawked about it, and so did AB. He went to a hearing. He made his case, right? And he lost. Okay. Then I was great to hear his statement afterwards when he basically said, okay, I stated my case. I lost. Now I'll try to make an adjustment and make amends and try to figure it all out. So that's the way you handle it. People shouldn't be mad at the process. Same thing when people get suspended. They have a chance at an appeal. You appeal it, you lose, and then you take, you know, the necessary actions. So Antonio Brown handled it correctly. Stop with just pushing back at the guy because he's an outspoken guy and he feels like there are things that he wants to do, especially when it comes to the equipment a particular player is wearing. You can't see through the helmet the way he wears it, so he's the one who has a right to complain or to say that it needs to change.
It's amazing how quickly these narratives take off, and then you hear somebody that's been in the fire like Greg Jennings say that, because that's really interesting to me. I had never heard that perspective before. And so I'm with you. See, I'm kind of in the camp of, like, I don't, like, if the NFL, like, if he wants to wear whatever helmet that he wants, I kind of feel like make him sign a waiver, make him do something, let him wear whatever helmet he wants. This, to me, was such a weird story because, you know, if the helmet was good enough to wear a year ago, I don't understand why it's not good enough to wear now. But I'm with you. AB did what he had to do. Do you think it had anything to do, the whole narrative of this, to create some buzz about Hard Knocks? Do you think it had anything to do with it?
I don't know. The way Greg talked about it, and that he went through it, I just feel like I could see that. And he made the point, and they even showed his two helmets on the screen, and they showed, like, what the difference was. And he said it just, like, he couldn't see the whole field.
It's interesting.
And that also when he turned, the helmet stuck out a little bit more, and it always touched his shoulder.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that was a weird feel for him. So once he explained that to me, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And only you would know it.
Sure.
Nobody else would know it. And that's the part that I think people are just so quick to jump on somebody now. And AB's turned into that guy. He's now the complainer, the belly. This guy's a great receiver. This guy caught 15 touchdowns last year and didn't play in the last game.
No, yeah.
Think
yeah.
about that.
No, yeah, I get it. I do think he's a little bit of a headache off the field, but I do think so far he has produced. It'll be interesting, new team, less weapons around him, how he produces in Oakland.
But he also has something to prove, too. I think we'll see him, and he's a hard worker. He's played. He's really worked really, really hard in the offseason. So we'll just find out. But there it is. AB lost, handled it very gracefully.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Rich Paul rule that created all sorts of kind of chaos in the sport that I love, college basketball, in the NBA over the last week. The Rich Paul rule is basically no more. And so for people who don't know all the details, basically the NCAA put in a rule last week in which players who are testing the draft waters, so not the elite players, not the Zion Williamsons, the Ja Morants, but the players who are testing the draft waters, if they wanted representation throughout the draft process to retain their college eligibility, the agents that they went with had to have three qualifications. And the most notable one was that they had to have a bachelor's degree. Doesn't seem too crazy to assume that somebody needs a bachelor's degree to represent players, but
it's not the case.
But I was going to say the most prominent agent in all of basketball, Rich Paul, does not have his bachelor's degree. And so the NCAA took a lot of backlash. The NCAA was very highly criticized for this rule, kind of under the concept that if you don't need a bachelor's degree by the NBA Players Association standards, then why is college implementing this rule? So after all the pushback, all the yelling and screaming, the NCAA had two separate press releases last week. They finally realized we got to change this rule. They do today. They've changed the rule back. There is no longer the requirement to have a bachelor's degree for the NCAA if you want to represent players testing the draft waters. Rob Parker, I'll say this really quick, is I don't think this was a terrible rule in practice. I think the NCAA was trying to protect players who are fringe draft picks, but it came off looking bad. They finally did the right thing by changing this rule back.
I think they were wrong the entire way through, and that's why they backed off. Because if it really mattered, they wouldn't be backing off, Aaron. And that's why it was ill-conceived, ill-delivered as far as brought out to people, that they couldn't even answer really what was the reason on why this policy was changing. Usually, when and you could say, well, we're trying to protect the students and the basketball players or whatever. But the only problem is, as you just said, if these guys are sanctioned by the NBA where they're going and actually going to make money legally, then that should be enough. To me, it just came out of nowhere. It didn't really wasn't well explained to people. And whoever came up with the idea, whoever executed the idea, whoever put this out there, to have them walking it back like a week after should be fired.
Well,
should be fired, because what another embarrassment of an organization, the NCAA, which is probably one of the worst organizations ever.
It's not one of the worst.
It really is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it
provides,
is.
It provides.
It's one of the worst organizations from the standpoint of the hypocrisy of what they do. Coaches can walk out on kids any day and take another job for a long time. They've changed some things.
Sure, but a big part. Yeah.
That was a big part. And students were penalized and were forced to stay at schools. Say where a coach walked out and now you got a new coach, you're not going to play, but you couldn't just leave. You'd have to stick around. It just was really bad and set up. Same thing, they're signing $6 billion TV deals, and if a kid gets a pizza from a local pizzeria, he's going to lose his scholarship and be thrown out of school. I'm never going to be a part of that and the things that they do to some of the student-athletes when they talk about all the money they make. And in this case, to me, it just didn't make any sense, and it wasn't explained properly, and now they're walking it back. Why are they walking it back?
Well, the reason, I think the most important part you just said is it wasn't explained properly. And so as somebody who covers college basketball, I'll tell you what it is that most of the guys who test the NBA draft waters, and people don't know, test means that you can declare, you can go through tryouts, and
right.
you can retain college eligibility.
This is pretty new.
And what they were afraid of was the whole FBI investigation that has kind of come over college sports in the last two or three years. It kind of centered around kind of a low-level guy at an agency, 24 years old. His name was Christian Dawkins. Really had no qualifications, but he had kind of finagled his way into this place where he was now influencing kids and parents and things of that nature. And so it was funny to me, this idea that this had anything to do with Rich Paul, because in reality, what it had to do was more the Christian Dawkins type, the guys that have no business advising these players. By the way, one thing that I find fascinating about this, Rob, LeBron James was so critical of this. LeBron James undercut his own guy, Rich Paul, in this process. We spent so much time talking about Rich Paul not having a bachelor's degree. The thing that frustrated me is that Rich Paul worked at CAA, worked at a major agency for 6 years before he ever took over for LeBron. So I don't disagree it was a bad rule. I don't disagree that they walked it back because the NCAA shouldn't have different qualifications for agents than the NBA does. But I also think we're underselling everything that Rich Paul has accomplished as a guy who basically worked in the field of being an agent for 10 years before he took over for LeBron. I just think the whole thing became a PR nightmare because of LeBron when it could have been avoided.
But if they really believed this when they sat down and put this out, to walk it back means that it was flimsy and it wasn't built.
Well, you know
this
why?
Why? Because if they could explain it and put it out there and say this isn't a Rich Paul rule, just what you brought up, and have somebody come out and explain something and give examples and talk about it, then maybe people would look at it. The way it was presented and just thrown out was terrible from a higher education type organization, right? They're supposed to be, because their thing was, well, we really care about organization and we think that we value a college degree. That's what they were talking about.
Yeah, I don't think that they want kids that might not get drafted to be getting advice from people that aren't qualified. But I also
have guys who have been agents and guys who have been agents and have had college degrees and law degrees, have they not built people out of money? Have they not done bad things?
Of course.
Have they not made bad decisions? So bad decisions come from all over the place.
But
it's not just a guy who doesn't have a college degree.
But don't you want to avoid as much as possible putting somebody in that situation. I'm not saying, you know, this has been so misconstrued of, oh, you know, if you don't have a college degree, then you're just not qualified to do this. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is you're trying to put buffers in place, things in place to try and limit the possibility that a kid does get bilked out of tens of millions of dollars if he even makes it, or gives up college eligibility when he's not going to get drafted. So it wasn't a perfect rule. It should have just simply been, are you certified by the NBPA? But I do think they had the right intentions for looking. This isn't a rule for Zion Williamson. It's a rule for the fourth guy on Duke that might not get drafted.
Then shame on NCAA for backing down over people pushing back. Well, no. If this was really thought out and really constructed, and this really was a concern of the NCAA.
Really quick.
Yes.
For all the criticism of the NCAA, if LeBron James hadn't tweeted about it, would anybody have cared? And if Rich Paul had a degree...
No, I think once it was thrown out...
Totally disagree.
I don't think it's just a LeBron thing. I really don't. Because, well, it's just the idea that it just depends on who else was there. Sure, because one of the biggest agents right now doesn't have a degree. Sure. So you wonder... My first thought was, other than Rich Paul, why now? That's what I thought.
That's because of the FBI stuff.
Okay. That means that they weren't doing their due diligence, right? And they let that stuff get under. You got people and coaches doing all kinds of stuff, and the NCAA is nobody's minding the store. So they need to get their butt in place and start to watch over, and then nitpicking on certain things like this, where these guys are already, nobody can just be an agent. You have to be vetted by the Players Association and whatnot. So it wasn't like any Joe could come off the street and a quote-unquote street agent could be a real agent. He couldn't.
But they, I mean, first of all, you can be an advisor, and you can be a guy that is kind of the middleman, if you will, working either for an agency.
Those people are always going to be there. But they always will be.
I don't disagree with that, but shouldn't you try to limit the influence of those people if you can? Isn't that doing right by the kids? You're never going to stop. It's like anything else. You're never going to stop 100% of bad people doing bad things, but if you can avoid some of it, even a small percentage, isn't it in your best interest to try and do so?
Well, to that, if that really was the case, and that's why I question.
I heard, yeah.
Right.
I heard you and Chris go back and
right?
forth on it. Yep.
I just question if they were really serious about this, in this case, just because some people don't like it or... You know, they got some. Look how quickly they back down on it. And then what's do you have the quote on why they've reversed?
We have this. We are committed to providing student athletes who are deciding whether to stay in school or explore the draft with access to a wide array of resources to make their decision. NCAA member schools developed the new agent certification process to accomplish that goal and reflect our higher education mission. However, we have been made aware of several current agents who have appropriately represented former student athletes in their professional quest. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, they found out that you don't need a bachelor's degree to be an agent.
But shouldn't they have known that before they put this in place?
Here's my question.
That's the bad sign.
But I think it was a bad circumstance because it just so happened that Rich Paul... Did you know a week ago that Rich Paul did not have his degree?
Yes.
You did.
They wrote a big story about it years ago about it.
Okay.
I did. You didn't know?
I cover sports and I had no idea.
Okay.
And listen, and the thing I'll say about Rich Paul, everybody wants to say, oh, he rode LeBron's coattails and this and that. It certainly helped him to be a friend of LeBron's. But as I said, he worked at CAA, one of the biggest agencies in the world, for 6 years. His qualifications, I think, are pretty, unimpeachable? Is that the right word?
Well, but the only thing is, and I think you will agree with this, if LeBron James isn't his best friend, he's not at CAA.
That's fair.
That's all. I mean, and it doesn't mean that he didn't put in the work, learn the business, you know what I mean, like you said. But the only reason he's there and the biggest agent in the NBA is because LeBron James is his friend.
They say luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
Absolutely, and that's a chance for him, and he took advantage of it. So I'm not knocking him for that, but he's one of those guys who have been able to at least take advantage of it once he got in that place.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.